A woman finds out her best friend of 20 years slept with her husband at his bachelor party. During a night of drinking with her best friend of 20 years, an Australian woman learned that her maid of honor cheated on her partner. She then found out she did so by sleeping with her husband at his bachelor party. The woman, known as Sophie, reached out to the host of the podcast Everybody Has a Secret, looking for some advice on how to break the news to her husband, Tom, that they were getting divorced. As she did, she shared the details behind how her best friend revealed that she had slept with her husband. Sophie wrote in her letter to the podcast, "Last week, my best friend Maddie admitted to me that she has sex with my husband at his bachelor party." Apparently, they call it Buck's party over in Australia. She continued, "As you can imagine, I'm devastated. My husband Tom and I have been married for 18 months, and I had absolutely no idea that there were any issues in our relationship, let alone that he was capable of this level of deception." Never underestimate people's ability to be deceptive. "Being best friends for nearly 2 decades, the two women know exactly how many men each of them have been with," or so Sophie had thought. She thought that she wasn't completely up to date on Maddie's number during a girls' night when the ladies started discussing body counts. Sophie explained that Maddie has been with the same partner for the last 3 years, and the last she knew, Maddie had been with 18 different men. So she was caught off guard when her friend said her number was 19. "As soon as she said that, I corrected her," Sophie said. She drunkenly said, "No, mine is 19. She clearly realized that in that moment she had made a mistake because she tried to pathetically backtrack, but she was too inebriated to do it convincingly. Sophie added, "In this moment, I thought she'd probably just exposed herself for cheating on her partner, Jack, and was embarrassed." Later, Sophie found out the sobering truth. She privately asked Maddie whether she had been unfaithful to her boyfriend. Her friend burst into tears and repeatedly told her, "It was a mistake," before announcing that the person she cheated with was with my husband, Tom. Sophie responded to the news by giving her friend a five-finger sandwich across the face. I love it. After slapping her, she called it a night on the girls' night. Well, I guess so, you know. Girls' night's probably over about the time you admit to sleeping with the other girl's husband on his bachelor party. Which I guess technically they weren't married yet. Not that that matters. And then, of course, and you slap her. Yeah, I mean, girls' night's probably over at that point. Anyway, she never did receive an explanation from her friend as to how it all went down or how she ended up at her husband's bachelor party. Maddie has been begging for forgiveness, but Sophie doesn't want to hear it and doesn't know if she can talk to her again. She also doesn't want Sophie to break the news to her partner, Jack. That's not at the top of Sophie's list of concerns at the moment. Tom is overseas, and she plans on waiting until he gets home to inform him that their marriage isn't going to be continuing. Now, that's a girl's night out. These two are headed down the BFF path for life before an almost 2-year secret derailed the whole thing. This guy isn't going to know what hit him once he returns home. I would think that the other girl's probably already reached out to him. Said, "Hey, you're coming home to some bad, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. I got drunk and told her what we did." Karma always comes back around, folks. But I'm curious, like, you've been married for almost a year and a half. Everything's been perfect. Like, everything's been perfect. You've been married for a year and a half. I read the story wrong at first. I thought it was they'd been married for 20 years, and then she found out her best friend of 20 years had slept with her husband 20 years ago. Like, could you imagine having been with somebody for 20 years, found out they cheated at their bachelor party? Do you forgive them? Because you 20 years of life that you've created together, a family, a home, kids, all that. But you found out they slept with somebody at the bachelor party, best friend or not. Do you forgive them? Or do you get retro mad and divorce? And that's a real question. That's a tough one. It's like, all right, we've had 20 great years. But you cheated. You broke that at your bachelor party or bachelorette party. I mean, I'm going to sit here and say, I'm out, Clay out. But that's going to be a hard one. Let's take a break. Let me know what y'all think. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. This segment has been brought to you by Lakeland Glass and Tint. Guys, get over there today. Check out Lakeland Glass and Tint for all your automotive, home, and business window tinting needs. Get that ceramic coating, that ceramic tint, I mean, on your vehicle's windows today. Help keep the heat out. There's nothing worse than getting into a 200-degree vehicle with leather seats this time of year. Help keep the sun damage down and save the skin on the back of your legs over at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Help keep your utility bills down by putting it on your home and business. Protect your paint during these brutal summer months here in the South with ceramic coating. They use Expel products, top flight stuff there, really, really good. They can always wrap your vehicle and turn it into a rolling billboard as well. And, of course, they got you faded for all your windshield repair and replacement needs as well. LakelandGlassAndTint.com now for a quote on how much it's going to cost you. We'll be right back.